USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. In his resignation letter to Biden, Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. 80-year-old sister Margaret Mary Krupper of Los Angeles was sentenced Monday to 1 year and 1 day for fraud and money laundering charges, stealing over $825,000 from a Catholic elementary school. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Airline flyers are getting unruly.
The FAA logged close to 6,000 cases of unruly passenger behavior in 2021, with close to 72% of incidents stemming from mask mandates on planes. This as Delta CEO Ed Bastian has called for the Justice Department to enact a no-fly list not once, but twice within the past year, most recently Friday. When it comes to enacting that no-fly list, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined CNN and says,
I think we need to take a look at it. The airlines are often doing their own internal no-fly list. Some of them have spoken about maybe coordinating on that, and we're looking at these policy recommendations as well. Not that we're waiting for that in order to take action. The FAA has a zero-tolerance policy. Fines have been increased. Enforcement has been increased. We've seen some encouraging news in terms of downward trends in unruly incidents, but let's be very clear. This is happening at an unacceptable rate. Anything besides zero is an unacceptable rate.
Tim Berg reporting on USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The self-induced border crisis by the Biden administration has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to flood our country, with airline flights all around the nation shuffling them into areas unbeknown to local authorities. One Republican lawmaker is putting forward a bill that would force the Biden administration into transparency from the middle-of-the-night flights being paid for with your tax dollars. Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania on Newsmax.
We are up over 40 Republicans. I do expect there are some rational, nonpartisan, completely politically driven Democrats, because they've seen the disaster of this crisis. So, yeah, all we're asking for is a notification, transparency, and we want to know about the sponsors that these young people and or young adults are going to. So our CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, do not feel that they are a link in the chain of human trafficking. Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, stated very well that if this can't get bipartisan support, clearly it's unquestionable then that the Biden administration and Democrats are favorable to this terrible process and crisis at our border, and will provide not even any level of transparency as to for the safety of those that are experiencing this treacherous trek due to the Biden policy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.